Thank you for calling the Inspirational Voice message line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you well and gives you a little bit of peace and serenity in the days ahead. Today's reading comes from Isaiah 43, verses 16 through 21. This is what the Lord says. He who has made way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. God blesses the reading of Scripture. This section is a discussion of former things versus new things. It speaks to God being present now and doing a new thing. Proclaim it. Dwelling in the past does not help us rejoice in what God is doing right now in our lives. This relates to us now, trying times indeed, a world that looks unfamiliar to us. In a very short period of time, we feel as if we have lost, instead of seeing what we have gained. We live in an on-demand world, one in which everything we want, we get, even if it's not what we need. Every creature comfort that we could ever ask for is at our fingertips, and when it's taken away, we are expected to think that it is the end of days. What are we going to do without this creature comfort or this luxury? In today's climate of quarantine and social distancing, we are put in a position to free our calendar and focus on what has always been with us, family. We are asked to be at home with our family and to do without the outside world. This new environment is asking us to help our neighbor and spend more time at home. Without knowing, we are asked to be more mindful, present, and hopefully in awe of what God places before us every day. Taking steps to look at what's exactly in front of us instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is the epitome of mindfulness and the epitome of slowing down, being still. Whether it's water in the wilderness or streams in the wasteland, what is new is right in front of us and we have to see it. We have to open our eyes. In times of worldwide pandemic, we are asked to rest, help others, slow down. For the safety of our family and our neighbor, we need to dwell in what God has given new to us every day. I ask you to pray. Dear God, thank you for the opportunity to reach people today. Thank you for the opportunity to help our neighbor by staying close to what we hold dear. Thank you for allowing us to be inside with all of the things that we have, to know that we are not going without. We are not going out without blessings. We are not going without grace. We are not going without love. Those are things that cannot be taken away, given to us by you, and they're not man-made. Please allow us to take solace in the fact that every single day you give us new challenges, and every single day you put new in front of us. And by dwelling on the past and dwelling on what could have been, we shut our eyes to what's right in front of us. Please allow us to hold our family a little bit tighter, to follow what our government and what our officials are telling us is the best possible way to get to the end of this global crisis. Also, to follow the habit of faith over fear, and to know that we have to have faith, and fear is an irrational thought. Fear is something that has never happened or might never happen. And all too often, we get to the end and we realize that things weren't as bad as we expected them to be. Let us stay present. Let us stay mindful. Let us love ourselves. Let us love our neighbors. And let us sing in your praise. In your name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to this message today. Stay healthy, and in times of seeming detachment, know that we are more connected now than ever before.